I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lebanon's political factions have reached a power-sharing agreement that includes new faces and a president. After near-civil war, Sat7's David Harter says celebrations spilled into the streets. Prayer made the difference. Their team works under prayer covering, so ministry continues.
Fortunately, when times are difficult, we were able to bring in Christians who could talk about the effects of living in that kind of zone and putting their faith and trust and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, while there is a peace right now, people do realize that they need to continue to pray.
Next, idol worship is still mixing with Christianity in Prom, Ghana. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says one of their Bible school students stood up against this practice when he was nominated as village chief.
He said, "I will not pour libation and I will not offer a goat unto the idol." He said, "If you will accept me under those premises, then I will sign the nomination and nominate the person to be chief." And they agreed.
And the David Stockwell Evangelistic Association, a partner of Sammy Tippett Ministries, is training evangelists across the globe to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. David Stockwell and other DSEA evangelists are personally training and mentoring 50 evangelists in 15 countries who are already reaching tens of thousands of people around the world. Stockwell is thankful for the opportunity to mentor and support people gifted and called to full-time evangelism. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD and personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. It's Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope that will help you understand how you can be revived. Call 1-800-995-4828 or just follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.